What's this podcast called?
Stepsister from Planet Weird.
Podcast from Planet Weird.
Oh.
Luck of the Irish. More like Freak Me in the Eyeballs.
I love this movie.
No!
I told you not to bring up prom in this episode.
Oh, you
want to
talk about prom, Mama?
Drama Kaflama, baby.
I was nominated for Winnable.
Goddamn! Oh, hi. Hello. Can you hear me over the fans?
What if I just sat here, though? What if I just sat here like, what's her name? From the Wilds.
Martha?
Not Martha.
Leah? Any of them? Sometimes when you're in the wilderness, you just something
all of them. All of them are crazy. Welcome back. We're back. School's back in session. We're back in session. Look at the claps I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Welcome, everyone. I know you were all awaiting our return. That's right. This is episode 283 of Podcast from Planet Weird. And I don't want to hear shit about the audio in this one, because let me tell you, it's
hot. Fucking hot.
Oh, there's your dog.
Michael.
Walking like Bigfoot. Stopping.
He's got a bad spine. He's got scoliosis.
No, I didn't. I wasn't saying anything bad about your dog.
Mickey. Look at his bad eye. Oh, he's so old.
Episode 283 of Podcast from Planet Weird. Like I said, audio, not great. It's
hot. I think he came here because we were clapping.
Uh-huh. It is hot because it's Arizona.
No. Oh my god. You pee-pee monster. Get out.
You heard it here first. Juan's dog just pee-peed. Did he actually go?
I don't know.
I think he's maybe stopped after you started yelling.
I can't. Let me check. It
would have been on the carpet there. Oh, he did. Okay, well, I couldn't see it. If you know, they say, if a dog pees and you don't see it, did he really pee?
Yes.
Hope everyone is well. Hope everyone didn't miss us too much. Today we'll be talking about Diary of a Wimpy Kid, so stay tuned for that. That's why you clicked, to hear us talk about the 2010 live-action film Diary of a Wimpy Kid, not the animated one that's on Disney+. But this one is also on Disney Plus. Just live action, not the animated weird special they just put out like last year. Yeah. When Juan gets back, I'll ask him what's been going on. If we can do a little catch up real quick. And he's back.
What are we talking about?
We just wanted to catch up. What has been going on since mid-July? What's been going on with you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I finished a painting. Round of applause, everyone. Well, not too loud. We'll conjure the pee-pee demon. Golf claps.
You're right.
We finished the painting. I'm working on a print release. Because Mama needs financial assistance. Because I need new tires. Because what happened? They blew up. Because you know why? The heat here sucks. You know why? Because global warming. Because why? Politicians suck at doing their job. So.
Okay.
So, be looking.
Be on the lookout.
Follow, like, subscribe. But it's been fine. It's been dandy. The hiatus has been a good break for me mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Have things changed? No, absolutely not. Have more hurdles arisen? Oh, yes. Yes. Many, many more. So, in the end, was it just like a nice like calm before the storm? It was. And I'm okay with it.
No, I think it was nice. Because it was like a month and a half. And I was like, wow, I just get to sit around here and do nothing. Watched a lot of TV.
This is like your extracurricular activity.
Got back into Degrassi. You know what we did do? We just got our new tats.
You want to show them off? You want to show on these gams?
I'll stand on this chair.
Block. Oh.
Yeah, you can see.
I don't know how to find my light. You see that? That fucking ham, homie? Ah!
Yes. For the patrons watching on YouTube, we did, in fact, get tattoos on our legs. Juan got his second. I got my third. No.
But Sarah did sign up to get two more done in one day in February.
And that's true. But anyway, so we did that. We got them done literally a few days ago, so we're just keeping them clean, putting that ointment on.
Yeah, that's why my dog can't be in here. Also because my bed is on the floor.
And he'll piss on it.
Like he did my dreams.
Speaking of the patrons seeing our tattoos over on YouTube, we have an update to our Patreon. We just want to let y'all know about the new goodies and some of the changes that we'll be doing.
Get ready. I don't know
and
why I'm flipping
them off. And also just a different schedule for the podcast that you may hate, but we love.
Because we what? Are tired every day.
So for those of you that are already on our Patreon, I posted the updates for this, so you already know. But for the newbies, I will let you know the updates. But let me just say, first of all, new schedule for the podcast, for everyone, for all, is we will be doing an episode every other Friday. Because we are very busy. Takes a lot of time and effort.
I have passion projects.
We've done 282 episodes for y'all, and we felt like, okay, we can cut back a half, you know, for the year. So instead of doing 50, whatever, how many weeks are in a year? 54?
We'll 50, do 20. 50 weeks past September, April, June, and November.
Yeah, so we'll be doing one and a movie episode every other Friday. That's only, you're only missing out on half. And you might be thinking, but I want you guys every week in my ears.
And if that's the case, you're obsessed with me. Get away.
And if that's the case, we'll be doing some bonus episodes on those off Fridays just for Patreon, just for the patrons, because we will put in that effort, but also sometimes we need that monetary gain to pay for the gas that gets me to drive over here in the heat.
I had a whole thing ready.
So, update to the Patreon tiers. So, we still have the $1 tier, which is more of just throwing like a tip our way, a thank you.
That's fine.
You just really get access to the Patreon feed, which you may love, you may hate. But either way, you're like not looking for bonus content or anything. The $5 tier stays as is, where you get merch discount, which we just dropped, by the way, new shrimpy enamel pin.
Yeah, basically the merch store is now Sarah selling pins. It's Sarah's pin shop, so.
Well, we got a couple pins in there. Might do some more stuff later on, but if you want a shrimpy pin, go get them.
Have ideas.
They're shrimpy approved by Tyler, the actor who is shrimpy. Video versions of our movie episodes that we'll be doing on every other Friday. You'll get those with the $5 tier and the shout out at the end of the episode on those episodes. You get it. And then for the bonus episodes, we'll be moving into the $10 tier. So you get one bonus episode per month at the $10 tier, and at the $15 tier. Did I say that? $15 tier, you'll be getting two bonus episodes a month. And what will those bonus episodes be about?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
The bonus episodes, what we decided to do with those is we will be diving into the Disney Channel original series.
We're gonna cover every episode of That's So Raven, Proud Family.
You fucking wish. Now, what we'll be doing is we'll be going in chronological order, starting with Flash Forward, the first ever Disney Channel show, all the way to
Ned's Declassified.
That's Nickelodeon. Austin and Ally to Girl Meets World.
This also includes Disney XD.
To all these shows. Are you shitting me?
I'm not shitting you.
You're going to make me watch Zeke and Luther?
I'm going to make you watch Zeke and Luther. We're going to watch... What's it? The Buzz on Maggie? We're going to watch The Buzz on Maggie? We're going to watch
Fish Hook? That's not Disney XD. Buzz on Maggie was just Disney Channel.
It aired on Disney XD?
Yeah, but it was a Disney Channel original.
Oh.
Anyways, point is, we will be talking about, for the first bonus episode, it will always just be the pilot of that show. So, for the September 9th episode, that first Friday bonus episode, if you're a $10 patron, you will get our bonus audio-only episode of the pilot of Flash Forward. And then the second bonus episode for that month, if you pay for the $15 tier, you will get... So, like, for Flash Forward, most people don't really know that show, so we're just going to do the second episode. But normally, that second bonus episode is going to be voted on by you for which episode you guys want us to cover from that show. So, say if the show is That's So Raven, we'll talk about the pilot in the first episode for the bonus episode. And then the second bonus episode, you'll get to vote on which, like, memorable episode you want us to talk about. Country Cousins.
The Stinky Cheese Uniform episode.
The I Don't Hire Black People episode.
The Is Corey Smoking?
The musical episode. You know.
The one where... Celery. My mom's deep fried celery. Yeah.
So you'll tell us which one you want there. Maybe you really, you know, some of you really want the Jonas Brothers episode of Hannah Montana. Maybe some of you want us to talk about the Jake Ryan episode of Hannah Montana. Like,
this is also where you can just go full apeshit. Like, don't even watch the episode. Just be like, what can you recall from this episode? Like, what in your mind, like Stinky Cheese episode? I just remember Raven going... And eating that last stinky cheese.
Disgusting. So yeah, that's going to be our plan for the Patreon. If you would like to join and hear us talk about Disney Channel shows for a change, not just movies, go take a look, join us here.
And once we're done with the shows, who the fuck knows?
Anyways, join the Patreon, but otherwise you will get two episodes, or depending on how many...
We're calling them mini-sodes. You get two full episodes and two little...
Yeah. Episodes? You'll get a full episode, a movie episode every other week, and then those off weeks, you're going to get those two mini-episodes about Disney shows. So join the Patreon. Now, why don't you just go ahead and dive into Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
And aren't we wimpy?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid is a 2010 American comedy film directed by Thor Frudenthal, based on...
From Asgard?
Jeff Kinney's 2007 book of the same name. The film stars Zachary Gordon and Robert Capron, Devin Bostick, Rachel Harris, Steve Zahn, and Chloe Grace Moretz also have prominent roles. It's the first installment in the Diary of a Wimpy Kid film series and was followed by three sequels... you know they're all called Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Roderick Rules, Dog Days, and The Long Haul.
I think I've read all of them.
Okay. So the movie was released March 19th, 2010. Do you want to guess what the box office was?
What was the budget?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot how this works. The budget, $15 million.
Okay. Well, kids fucking love the Diary of a Wimpy Kid. What?
Yeah.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
50 quid.
50 yeah. quid. I'm going to say this bitch made $50 million.
Okay. 75.7 million for this first film.
That's good, honestly, for like... Well, because this is like... When did this book come out?
I was just going to say, so the first Diary of a Wimpy Kid Diary. Book, I don't know why it's so hard for me to say, came out in April of 2007.
I was already in middle school. Why was I reading these?
We were in middle school, but like, so I never read any of these, but I feel like the generation after us, like, fucking love these books.
But I grew up reading them too.
And that's you. And that's
Did I read these in middle school?
Being interesting.
I guess these are written about a kid in middle school, so it makes sense that I was reading them
if you
want
to tell
school.
Yourself that, sure.
I
personally didn't know anyone reading it, but that's cool that you were.
Well, did I ever tell you? I used to work as a library aide.
That's cool that you were, Rowley.
Does my room smell like pee-pee now?
No?
No.
Do you know how many books there are?
I think there's like five, no?
Okay, so currently there is, well, the...
Does that say 17?
17, which the 17th one will come out in October of this year.
This bitch is in college. And she's 37.
This isn't counting the spin-offs or the supplementary books that they released.
This is a direct line through the diary, like, through fucking Gregorio.
Yeah, well, because I'm assuming the timeline, it just keeps going, like...
He's a forever in middle school kid.
Yeah, or just, like, they're, like, really gonna expand it. Because, like, the book's probably, it's like, oh, this takes place during a couple months. This one takes place during a couple weeks, a day. I don't know.
Okay, go on. All I know is that there was a red one, a blue one, and a gold one when I was reading them.
They're still, like...
And a white one, I think.
They're still a pretty big deal, and it's the sixth best-selling book series of all time.
Followed by... I can see it right there.
Yeah, Harry Potter, Goosebumps, Perry Mason, Berenstain Bears, Choose Your Own Adventure, and then Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Work.
No Babysitter's Club?
Fuck 'em.
More than Twilight, bitch.
Babysitter's Club is before Twilight, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wig.
Anyway,
where's the treehouse one?
Magic treehouse.
Yeah, where's that one?
Probably pretty low.
Trash.
She not even
trash
on
garbage.
Anyways, so yeah, I remember when this movie came out, but like 2010, we were starting our sophomore year of high school, so like I wasn't gonna go like.
Like, this wasn't a movie for me.
For us, this was for, like, the kids after us that would have been stoked about it.
Yeah.
But I did watch all three of these, like, last year or the year before.
With the kids?
No, just by myself.
Okay.
Because I was, like, because I noticed that the people on Twitter, like, really like these movies. And they seem like, just fun kids movies. So I watched them, and I was like, yeah, these are enjoyable. And then the fourth one...
I'm going to keep an eye out for my PP King.
So, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, which came out in 2017, they recasted everyone because everyone got, like, too old.
Too old.
Including the parents. Like, they changed the parents, which is interesting. It's like, you could keep them.
Probably. Why would you recast them? Like, wouldn't it make sense that you see them grow up as the books grow up?
I just think they...
We go through a full calendar year in the first one.
Hold on. Which book comes after? Okay, yeah. So they... The books go Diary of a Wimpy Kid, then Roderick Rules, then The Last Straw, and Dog Days. But I think they combined The Last Straw into, like, Dog Days or Roderick Rules or something. But The Long Haul doesn't come until book 9.
Oh, so they were putting a couple of them together.
So they just skipped everything, and it's just the actors got too old. They're in their 20s right now.
Work.
Speaking of which, the guy who plays Greg...
Ugly.
Zachary Gordon. He was on Good Trouble. And, like, I think I watched Good Trouble before this, and so then when I watched this, I was like, I know this kid. Where is this kid from? And I was like, oh yeah, that's that bitch from Good Trouble, when he was like a full-ass adult.
What about Rowley?
He's still acting. I know he was in The Polka King, this movie with Jack Black.
What the fuck?
But yeah, he's still acting. He's on Elementary. Doing good.
He's still playing in Elementary, a small child?
No. Anyways, so yes, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, it's about Greg Heffley, a sixth grader who wants to be popular and will stop at nothing to get
him. He will kill his friends.
Robert Capron plays Rowley, his best friend, who, as Greg puts it, isn't ready for middle school.
Because he's just a fun-loving little fat bitch.
We have Greg's parents.
What's his last name?
Rowley?
Capron?
Oh, yeah, Capron. Catherine, whatever. Greg's parents. We had Fregley. We had Patty in there. Chirag, played by Karen Brar from Jesse.
We love.
They, of course, had him doing that stereotypical accent again when that is.
It wasn't as strong as a Jesse accent,
which
though.
Is not what he sounds like. If you watch an interview with him,
he's British.
He does not. No, he's not. No, it's not. He's literally sounds like any like you or me.
Interesting. Did he have an accent in the movie?
In this movie, yes.
It barely sounded anything.
And then
like
I
it.
Think in Jesse again. I haven't seen Jesse.
And Jesse, they said, "Fucking crank it, crank it."
Which will
it.
Be exciting for when we get to that in our Patreon bonus episodes for when I have to watch Jesse for the first time. I left it on for my dog when I left.
He's watching it.
I said, "Want Disney Channel?" And it was Jesse.
You said, "Take notes, bitch."
We have Chloe Grace Moretz playing Angie Stedman. A seventh grader who's a reporter for the school paper.
I don't think she exists in the books.
She was not in the books.
She was like made up.
Kind of threw her in there. And you know what? There was a weird time where like I was super into Chloe Grace Moretz, just like as an actor. I was like, I just want to watch all her movies. I don't know why.
There was something about Chlorine Grace Marietta.
Where she was kind of the it girl where it was like, she's in good movies. She's a really good actor.
Well, because she was like in Carrie. She did.
She was in Carrie where
CGI Carrie.
He died when he got a bucket on his head.
Yeah.
Didn't make sense to me. But she was in like 500 Days of Summer.
Kick-Ass.
Like, the first big thing, Kick-Ass. This was right after Kick-Ass. Like, this movie came out right after Kick-Ass.
Chloe Grace Moretz really had, like, an era.
And she was doing Hugo and, like, all these movies. And then, because I remember this movie, like, called Hit came out, and it was, like, her and Blake Lively. And I remember, this was when I was in high school, and I would just, like, in my homeroom when my teacher didn't give a shit about anything we did, I would spend, like, half an hour just on the IMDb news feed and just look at, like, what's going on?
You're crazy.
So I saw that, like, oh, this movie is coming out. I would get really excited about these weird indie movies that are coming out and, like, drag my family to go see them at, like, the Scottsdale Shea Theater that's, like, the only one playing it in the state. But Hick, I never did see, but I was like, oh, I want to see it because I love Chloe Grace Moretz. Wow. But anyways.
Chloe Grace Moretz had a chokehold on your life.
Her. Yeah. Like, I haven't seen all of her movies, but there was that weird time when I was like, I'm going to watch all of her movies, and it didn't happen.
Well, she's also like, what is it,
Yeah, I do love that movie.
The Miseducation, yeah.
Of?
Chloe Grace Moretz.
Exactly. Anyways, so this movie, wouldn't you know it, got a 54% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Roger Ebert gave the film 3.5 stars out of 4, saying it's nimble, bright, and funny. It doesn't dumb down. It doesn't patronize. It knows something about human nature.
Nimble?
Greg be nimble, Greg be quick.
Work.
It was second place at the box office behind Alice in Wonderland. That, you know what? I saw Alice in Wonderland instead of this movie.
I saw Alice in Wonderland, too.
I saw it multiple times.
I just remember Avril Lavigne at the end.
I'm freaking out.
That song lives in my. Sorry, I'm just looking at pictures of Steve's song.
Oh, sure. Sure, who doesn't love that? And then obviously, this movie did so well that they did those sequels, but I will read some trivia for you. Rowley's mom is played by Robert Capron's real life mom, Kay Capron.
Who?
Rowley's mom is played by that actor's real mom.
Oh!
For the intergalactic, planetary.
They really...
They had it down.
Did a mom and dad, mom and son choreo. Got it.
All the kids did their own singing for the audition scene, except Greg. So that is not him singing.
Who you could tell!
But I need you more than ever.
I was like, you lip-syncing ass bitch.
Whenever this movie is shown on Cartoon Network, the part where Greg urinates on Roderick was cut, and the bathroom scene is cut shorter. You can't show pee-pee on peas on pee-pee.
You can't show pissing on other people. It's just too sexual. They probably cut it, like, right where he, like, screams. Like, where he jumps out and he goes, ah!
It's like when you would watch The Parent Trap on Disney Channel, and they cut when they do the ear piercing.
Oh, it's just like a cut to the forest screaming?
I think they just do the haircut and then they cut.
Oh, they don't even talk about it?
I don't think they do. Because she's like sterilizing the needle with like a flame and they don't show her sticking it in the fruit. I believe they cut it because they probably don't want kids to do that at home.
Well.
But I did it anyways. No, these aren't pierced. Anyways,
virgin ears.
So what's you told me you read some of the books.
Yeah,
when did you watch the films?
Never.
Singular or plural? You never seen this?
I think I maybe like my brother saw it or something. Like one of my younger siblings saw it, and I saw it with them. But like,
okay,
I didn't go out of my way to watch these. But I do remember reading these in like middle school.
Mm-hmm.
What are the other books that are like a kid and like their sibling? And it's not like Junie B. Jones, but like it's like a boy.
The Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing?
Those ones!
The Fudge Books?
Fudge Books. Yeah. I was like, why do I remember like my teacher reading these to me? And I'm like, oh, because it was super fudge. It was those fudge bitches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These ones I did read on my own. I think I read the first two, and I was starting to read the gold one, which I think is the third one. But then I said, enough.
Okay.
Enough.
Okay.
Enough.
Well, when you sat down a minute ago, you were like, don't call me, don't come to my house. So are you aware of that meme?
Yes.
About Roderick and Greg and Rowley and them kind of breaking up their friendship. You're aware of that meme?
Yes. Okay. I've seen the dramatized version of like, don't call me. And it's like sad music.
Yes, there's a lot of...
There's like flashbacks going on.
There's a lot of edits. Leela, when we asked about people's thoughts, Leela just texted us the
meme?
Yeah, it's the edit of Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo.
It might be that's the one that I'm... When it got, like, really famous.
It has, like, millions of views, I think. It has 2 million views, yeah.
Sorry. That broken head was the best thing that ever happened to you. Don't call me. Don't come my house. We're done. You know what, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah,
I've seen... I don't know if it's that exact edit, but an edit just like that.
There's been a lot of edits to that scene. So, at least, yeah, you
don't
need that.
Don't call me.
Yeah, and maybe, I don't know when that started. That might be why I decided to watch things. Anyway.
Also,
people on Twitter love Roderick. They like think he's so hot, and they're always talking about how great Roderick is.
Really?
Roderick is. Yes.
Y'all are freaks. Y'all are nasty freaks.
What were you
going to
say?
I was just going to say, like, I don't know anymore.
Okay.
I truly don't remember what I was going
to
say.
Okay, sorry to cut you off.
Oh, I was going to say that these movies are kind of funny.
Yeah, no, they're
like,
funny.
I literally wrote down in my notes, I'm like, I wish I was high.
I didn't watch...
Like, I'd be fucking laughing.
Like, obviously, I watched the first, then the second, and the third. Like, it's not like I did that because I hated them. I genuinely enjoyed them.
They were enjoyable.
I obviously didn't watch that fourth one because why would
the
I watch
animated
it
one?
Okay, so that I did watch because I put it on for the kids at work thinking it would be good. And it wasn't. It was weird. It was bad.
It's like the Captain Underpants one.
It was just like... No, I've heard that movie is good.
What?
It was just literally this movie, but animated. It was weird. It was like...
Same dialogue, same everything. Just
basically, I was like, you already did this. Like, why?
We already saw this.
Why would you do this? So this movie starts out with Roderick, Greg's older brother, waking him up for his first day of middle school. But wouldn't you know it, that was just a silly
old
prank.
It was a lie.
It was a lie.
A prank.
It was a lie because it's 4 a.m. and there's a week until school starts. So it was just a little prank.
I've done that, but in reverse. Where I fall asleep because I'm sick. And then I wake up at like 6 p.m. and I'm like, it's the next day. It's the next day. And then you're like, wait, it's 4? In the afternoon, but it feels like it's the next day.
Yeah, I think we've all done that when we're sick. Slept through the day.
I think we've all done that. Also, just give up breakfast. Like, that whole sequence of him, like, running around, trying to eat breakfast, just give up. Give up one thing. When you're running late, what do you give up? I don't brush my teeth.
I have done that in the past.
I literally go, fuck my teeth.
I mean, these days, I just show up late. And I go, what are they going to do?
I mean, well, these days.
I go, what are they going to do?
What are they going to do?
Usually, I won't take my vitamins. Because usually, I take my vitamins right before I brush my teeth because they're like the gummy, sugary ones. Mm-hmm. LOL. Because sometimes they're just gross.
Maybe that's why you get cavities.
But I make sure to brush right after. So usually, I'm like, I'll just not take them. Like, I'll take them when I get home, but I'm going to go brush my teeth now and go.
Okay.
You know? Or sometimes I'll just bring food with me. But my breakfast is usually like a granola bar and a protein bar.
See, I don't eat breakfast, so I wake up, I will take my pill, I will take my little prep, because that's daily. Always take your medications. Medications, you never give up. Vitamins, sure, fuck them bitches, throw them outside. Your medicine, that's what you always take, that's first. Mm-hmm. But then I will give up brushing my teeth.
No, I have in the past. I don't judge you.
Thank you.
I've fully done, like, mouthwash, and then, like, you bring a mint with you.
I don't even do that. I'm wearing a mask. No one's going to smell
my breath. But, like, pre-mask days, I'd be like, just hope no one gets near me.
Literally, that's why I had mouth... Remember when I said, I just mouthwash, and you would get mad at me?
That was over FaceTime during the quarantine, where you'd be like, I didn't brush my teeth to go to bed, but I just did mouthwash. And me, Frankie, and Gerard would be like, that's not how that works, but okay.
Who brushes their teeth before the bed?
Anyways. So on the real morning of the first day.
But I will not give up my morning shit.
Oh, I've done that several times.
You're crazy.
Sometimes you just gotta go shit at work.
I will literally shit in my house and I will be 30 minutes late to work. I'm like, you are not getting me to put my ass on that seat in that bathroom. Hell no.
I am
shitting in my toilet. I'm watching my little YouTube video, realizing I've stopped pooping 30 minutes ago.
Yeah,
I'm just sitting there.
I know a lot of people do, but I've never been one to use my phone in the bathroom.
I'm smart. I only use one hand when I do my business.
I just never, like, I wasn't grown up taught that.
I wasn't taught that either. I just did it.
Not how I was raised. So the whole thing of this movie is Greg is worried about going to middle school because middle school, honestly, is the fucking worst.
Middle school is literally a battleground. And they're not wrong when they call it out. Like, you're putting kids with teenagers. Like, you're mixing the pot right now with, like, the weirdest group of people.
And this school is going 6, 7, 8. Our schools went 7, 8, 9.
But now they only go
now
7,
they go,
8.
No, now they... Oh, yeah. Now they go 7, 8.
And which I think is smarter. Like, you take...
Yeah, you're taking, like, the edges off.
You're taking the higher ed, the higher
and
the lower, and you're just leaving the two fucking whack asses in the middle.
That's truly middle school. Instead of having 6th or 9th in there.
Yeah.
That's too much.
It's also weird, because it's like, they also call it as, like, what the fuck happens? Like, you see a kid looking like a child, and then they're pubescent crazy ass bitch.
You had a mustache in 8th grade.
I don't know.
I didn't know you then.
Should we find photos? If you go through my Facebook.
When did you first start growing your beard and shit? Yeah.
High school.
Okay.
And it was gross. Actually, my beard didn't get decent until college.
Mm.
There's a freshman year photo of me where I'm like, and I'm like, ew.
And now you think that's decent.
This is all right. This is literally passable.
I'm kidding. But also, his friend Rowley is... innocent, has that childlike wonder.
He's a child.
He's very just bright-eyed and bushy-tailed about going into middle school. He doesn't know that this place is hell.
This place is the devil's.
So on the first day, we have we got a few characters we get introduced to. Chirag Gupta, played by Karan?
Jesse.
Played by from Jesse. Fregley, who they say is, like, bottom of the food chain.
Fregley is the weird kid.
Yeah.
Like, you have your memorable characters. You have the baby brother who, like, comes into, like, the second and third one a little bit more. It's odd that, like, he has more presence in the books, too. Yeah, you got Rowley, you got Fregley, you got the little Indian boy. I don't think they ever really call him by his name.
They just call him little Indian boy?
Probably. You have the bully character, which doesn't really exist in this movie. I might be making shit up, honestly. I don't know.
The only bullies really were those high school Halloween kids.
I thought he had... Oh, and then you ponytail bitch.
Patty.
Patty LaPone.
Patty. Pigtails. And then Angie, Chloe Grace Moretz.
Fake.
Who looks older than all these other kids?
I think she's graduating.
Well, she's supposed to be in 7th grade.
Fuck no.
She was in 7th grade, and, like, I looked it up, and she was around these kids' ages. Like, they're the same age-ish now. But I'm like, she just looks older.
Well, that's middle school for you.
Sometimes you're, like, really tall, and I'm like,
why? It's like those kids in high school where you see them, and it's like, you're a baby, and you're standing next to the linebacker who looks like a fucking man.
We also get Rowley wearing a poncho because he just came
Hesarape.
Back from Guatemala.
I literally was like, what in the racism? Also, they're watching Ice Age.
Yeah.
Before they get to school.
We have the shirts versus skins gladiator PE thing. First of all, I think my first day of PE in middle school, I don't think we actually did shit. I think it was them talking about what we're going to do this year.
It's like, wear deodorant. Like, I know some of you guys don't. Y'all ain't growing hair down there, but y'all are smelly.
It's like, we have showers here, but don't use them.
What the fuck was that all about?
We never used those showers.
We used them when we went in the pool. But, like, we didn't get naked.
Yeah.
It was like swim trunks and everyone was just, hey, wash the chlorine off.
There were showers, but, like, no one.
Why are there showers?
No one ever used them, and I think we were just told, like, not to use them or something.
Yeah, we were told, like, never to use them.
Probably because they used to do it back in the fucking 80s, and then there was too much inappropriate shit going on, but they can't take out the showers now.
They could.
They could. But anyways, then we
That's just too much money, though.
What has been referred to on Twitter as one of the greatest plot devices in any story ever, which is the cheese touch.
Let's break it down.
People everywhere, near and far across the world, know about the cheese touch.
You could literally run into a mall and yell, bomb, and no one would bat an eye. But if you run into a mall and yell, the cheese touch, everyone's going to go, woo!
I've seen it so much on Twitter. I've heard it at work of kids joking, saying they have the cheese touch. Literally, the other day, a soccer player I like put it in their caption for, like, no reason, just saying, blah, blah, has the cheese touch. Like, for no reason. It is a great plot device because it comes back in the end.
Fuck you, Chekhov's gun.
Yeah, it really is a good plot device.
What's better, Chekhov's gun or the cheese touch?
Chekhov's cheese. So, the whole...
Chucky's cheese.
The cheese touch story is...
The cheese just showed up.
That there cheese was just cheese showed there. The fuck this up. Kid Darren touched it. Everyone said he has the cheese touch now. And it became like a tag you're it type of thing where you do not want that. That's the plague. So like, he touched someone else. They kept touching each other, blah, blah, blah. That sounds bad. But then, you know, touching each other's shoulders. Eventually, the one kid that had it moved away. That poor German kid.
Is Dusseldorf a real place?
I don't know.
Hey, Google. Is Dusseldorf a real place?
According to Wikipedia, it is the second largest city in the state and the seventh largest city in Germany, with a population of 617,280. To find out more, look for the link in your Google Home or Google Assistant app.
Thank you.
Thank you, yes. So they're like, okay, the cheese just sits there. No one has touched it since because of this tale.
Janitors don't touch it. Bugs don't touch
it. That cheese, I don't know what fucking state they're in, but it would not last that long there.
If it were outside right now here in Arizona, that motherfucker would be grilled cheese burnt to a crisp on the sidewalk.
I ate my sandwich on the way to get my tattoo.
But also bugs, ants.
I left the bag in the car. It had like a small piece of cheese left that like broke off of the sandwich. When I came back in the car with you, it was liquefied and like just a little bit. Like it had disintegrated. So, like, there's no way that this cheese...
The sun had banished that cheese to the fucking shadow
there's
realm.
There's no way that this cheese could last all these seasons and just stay there.
Unless it's, like, primordial, celestial... As they said, it just showed up, so it might be, you know, aliens.
Anyway, so that's the cheese touch. It will come around in the end. Sorry, didn't mean to touch your leg there. Is that where you tattoo it?
Yeah.
Sorry. Lunchtime, we have
Your hands.
Greg and Rowley eating by the trash on the floor, and Fregley joins them.
Bitch, me too, bitch, the fuck? Where did you sit in middle school? I know where I sat.
Middle school, you could sit inside or outside.
Mm-hmm, so did we.
I was mostly inside.
But where?
We had tables by grade, and I sat with some friends inside. And then high school, sophomore year, ate at the amphitheater outside. And then
the next... Where the cool kids sit.
And then the next two... Not really. There's always that fucking kid with the guitar and shit. And then the next 2 years inside. The problem with being inside at the high school cafeteria, it was so fucking loud. And literally, it was like the filter on Twilight. Like, it was so like blue and gray in there. Because it was like the basement. Well, it was like our
first. Oh, yeah, because you guys have. Okay, so.
It's our,
let's break it up.
It's our first level. And then we have like a second room that is like technically inside. But it's like there's like just sunlight in there, really. There's like one light. And so that place is like just gray, and then there's outside, but pay for some lights, goddammit.
In Arizona, there are three schools that I know of that are built just like what Sarah's describing. There's Mesa High, there's Red Mountain, and then there's Mountain View. Mm-hmm. All three are built on the insane model where it's like the main building is dug in the ground, and you have to go under the ground in the fucking mole hole that is this school.
Yeah.
And the basement level of that is literally fucking the cafeteria.
Yeah.
I have no like concept as to why.
The parking lot is level ground and then our cafeteria is down here. And I don't know why they did that.
Make it make sense. Maybe because we don't have like earthquakes or, you know, floods.
I don't know, but it's interesting.
Fuck it, I guess.
So, after school, Greg and Rowley are leaving and Rowley says,
"Hey, wanna play?
Greg, wanna come over and play?" And everyone stops in their tracks and says, "What the fuck did he just say?
What in the hell is that?" I'll say this. Hey, you wanna come over and play? You can hear that as a small child or as an adult, but never in middle school.
It just sounds very horror movie. Unless you're like a child.
But in gay culture, it's also kind of horny.
Sure, but it's very like, what's your favorite scary movie? Let's play a game. Saw, Ghostface, Chucky. It gives me that vibe.
Yeah.
Like, let's play.
Wow, you read it so differently than I do.
Okay.
So I'm a slut.
At home, we get the first appearance of the Loaded Diaper Van.
Icon.
Loaded Diaper.
Roderick's
band. Remember, we were driving somewhere, and on the back of the car, there was just a sticker that said Loaded Diaper. It was the logo.
They were a fan.
Like, damn. But they'll be important, especially in the upcoming movies. Then we have Roderick locking Greg in his room because Greg and Rowley went into Roderick's room to look at the yearbook.
Because they want to be cool.
They want to be the best dressed, funny, classic.
They want superlatives.
Blah, blah, blah. So, and then we have that scene where he pees. He's pushing his brother out of the way.
Again.
That's a whole thing.
I don't want to touch this concept.
Then don't. Then don't.
But it exists.
Patty, we meet for the first time when they're deciding what clubs to join.
In the commercials, there's that scene of Roderick. Wait.
That scared me.
A ghost? There's that scene of Roderick where he's standing outside the bathroom and he's like, "No timeouts, just death." And that lives in here.
Wow.
Because of the commercials.
We have wrestling. So Greg decides, yeah, we'll do wrestling. And he is just a little guy, so he has to wrestle.
He thought it was going to be WWE Raw.
Yeah, he thought it was like Undertaker, like a persona and shit.
Lucha Libre. He thought it was Mucha Lucha.
And Fragley is the only person in his weight class, so he has to wrestle him.
And he's got manic weird kid energy. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got weird kid strength where it's just unbridled childlike power.
So Greg's like, "I'm going to gain 10 pounds so I can wrestle in the next..."
He's trying to fucking bulk.
"Next league up." And he puts on ankle weights.
My mom's ankle weights. So he's trying to be Naruto.
And then Patty is who he has to wrestle this time.
Because Patty Title IX these motherfuckers.
She said, "Ever heard of Title IX?" Which I thought was a great line.
Well, then we also get the breakdown of why Patty's such a bitch. Like,
oh yeah, because
Greg is an asshole.
Yeah.
Because Greg is the worst character in these books, not gonna lie. He's the villain. Mm-hmm. Greg literally was making fun of Patty, which I did to a kid when I was growing up too, so can't really say anything, but
yeah, he made fun of her.
And Patty kicked his ass.
Prior. So, like, obviously she hates him.
And I support Patty. I support Patty right now when she Title IX these bitches. I support Patty when she beat the fuck out of Greg.
So, yeah, she beats Greg in the wrestling. And Chloe Grace Moretz says, "Click."
Well, because now Chloe Grace Moretz is like, Chloe Grace Moretz's character knows that Greg is an asshole.
Because he said, I can't join the newspaper with you because I'm going to be in the paper. That'd be a conflict of interest. I'm going to be all over the paper. I'm going to be a star. And she's like, okay, go fuck yourself.
She goes, oh, you're the people.
She said, do you know who I am? And she brings out her butterfly knife.
She fucking...
From Kick-Ass.
Well, because there's also that, I didn't really pay attention, but like... There's that scene where she's explaining herself, and she's like, there's, like, the people out there, and then there's the people in here.
Yeah.
And so she was like, okay, so you're one of the other people. Like, you're one of, you're not an alt Kiss FM person. You're a iHeartRadio person.
You want to be, yeah, you're a sellout. You want to be a little mainstream bitch.
Oh, wow.
So Greg is like, okay, I can't go for, what was he trying to go for?
I can't go for most athletic.
Okay, so now he's... Hi.
A monster. Because he's chasing superlatives right now. He first wanted to be...
Most athletic or whatever.
Most athletic or something?
Now he's... I don't know. You just said it was. But now he wants to go for best dress. So he puts on a shirt and tie.
Yes.
And then...
But lo and behold, little fat bitch Rowley is like, I wanted to be matchers. If you ever pulled that scent with me, you would be dead.
Okay, so they're matching. Which is like... Yes, it's like, haha, you're matching. But they don't need to be homophobic about it. They were like,
they
were homophobic. They said, Greg and Rowley sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S.
Well, because Rowley is a little attached. But
true,
you can't, you shouldn't do that.
It doesn't need to come from that place. And then later on, they did it to, I forgot, I wrote it down. But anyways, so then they have that weird 80s school film that they have to watch.
Oh, yeah, with about, like, bullying.
With the Magnum P.I. guy. The parody. Of
I love, the funniest bit in that is when, like, he's like, you guys into breakdancing? And then it's completely a different person.
His stunt double.
So good.
So then Greg is trying to teach Rowley how to be cool. He's like, you gotta one-strap that backpack. We gotta paint your bike black.
If I told you how many backpacks I ruined because I once strapped them, being like, well, I'm going to be cool.
It's because...
Trash.
Growing up, we would see... I always wanted one of those... They would wear them on TV shows where it was just the diagonal strap.
These little monsters are
literally,
just talking about
DB in Eddie's Million Dollar Cookoff wears one, where he wears it just the one... I always wanted
That's why
one
I
of
wanted
those.
A satchel. Satchels.
Sometimes my dad, like, had a laptop case, and for a little bit of... In, like, elementary school, I took that...
You were so cool.
I was so cool.
You're so
but
cool.
But then, you know, it's not worth it on the back. Those back problems.
No, where are the two of them?
Did you ever have those kids that would have the rolling backpacks?
Oh, yeah, I did. See? I had a friend that was a rolling backpack kid.
See, and the,
and feel, he was...
I feel bad because, like...
He didn't grow up with scoliosis at
those
all.
Those kids got made fun of.
But they were the smartest out of all
but,
of
like,
us.
But, like, they don't have back problems now, do they? You know? But it's like, you wouldn't, like... Elementary school, fine, whatever, but, like, you wouldn't be caught dead having a rolling backpack in middle school or high school.
He had it in high school.
Isn't that weird? Oh, well, that's them.
But he was also one of the smartest kids at school. He's probably rich right now.
Yeah.
Like, all the people that would make fun of him, he's rich. He's, even if he's not rich, he's got a good back. Or he might be dead. I don't know. That's sad if he is.
So, yes, Greg is trying to change his friend so that he won't be a loser by associating with him.
And that's why you pick your friends smarter.
Does it say in the book, like, how they became friends?
No.
It's just established
Wait.
They're friends. You should reread.
I don't know if there's, like, a flashback explaining things.
Mm.
I might be thinking Captain Underpants level where they have flashbacks. So, like, this is how
Harold.
Me and my friend met.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's one in here.
Okay. Well, then we transition into October, and it's Halloween.
Octobear.
Rowley has that costume that his mom made that has the reflectors on it.
Girl, not this. During Halloween, I want to blend into the shadows.
They're trick-or-treating, and they have to run away from these teens in the truck.
Because here's my thing about Greg. Greg makes all the wrong choices all the time. Because he's always trying to be like, I'm cool, I'm bleh. So, if someone's fucking with you, would you go and be like, I got your place, bitch? No.
I'm calling the cops.
You keep your mouth quiet. You get that plate information. And then you go, hey, police.
Yeah, he's
get
stupid.
These fuckers.
This scene, one, made me excited for Halloween. But two, I felt like it was, like, not super necessary. I get that it comes back later because of the kindergartners and everything, but I was like, this is going on a little long. Okay?
It is a little long. I think in the book it's fairly short, but yeah, like, the whole thing about, like, they're just trying to get to
the devil worshipper woods.
That, I mean, my favorite Lord Heron song. Meet me in the devil worshipper woods tonight.
Yeah, Lord Huron.
Whatever, I don't know how to say his name. Lord Heron, Lord Huron.
Lord Huron prayer. Anyway, so then there's some openings for the safety patrol, and Greg says, oh my god, that'll make me cool. Safety patrol.
Nerd. And then Chloe Grace Moretz is like, that is the dumbest idea.
That's for losers. You want to be a fucking narc?
Well, because even he goes, they're the cops of middle school. I was like, not the police, not the 5-0.
Yeah, so she's like,
if a child ever goes to you and goes, I want to be a cop when I grow up, you say,
a narc?
A piece of shit loser?
So yeah, then we have Winter, where Rowley breaks, seasons are just going. Breaks his arm.
Greg, what are they doing? What
is the? Remember. What is this? I just looked up, and all of a sudden, he was in the
snow. Well, no. I'm so confused because, and we have a couple scenes back. There's that scene of them just. He's like, Greg is just throwing a football at. I don't know if Greg is trying to hit Rowley on the bike.
Oh, on the bike. Yes, that's right.
On the big wheel. That's
this weird bike they play, or this weird game they play.
I don't know. I don't remember it in the books either. But this. Hey, no. It's back.
No.
He hits the big wheel bike wheel, and then he just fucking goes flying, and he breaks his arm.
Mm-hmm.
You love
Does
it.
Does he break his arm?
He breaks his arm. But yeah, and then he gets a little cast, and then he's popular.
Yeah, and then all the girls love him, and Greg is like, I'll fake an injury.
Greg is insane. Have you ever met a person like Greg?
I don't think so.
Like, Greg is the most, like, I would hate to be friends with a Greg because he really is just that person that's like, oh, you did this to be cool? I want to do that. Like, I would get so fed up and I would beat the fuck out of him.
There was, you know how, like, every fucking day on Twitter someone would be like, who's the best, what's the best fictional song from a film? Feels like every week they post that and everyone just says the same things. But someone said, who is the worst fictional friend you can think of? And someone retweeted saying, Greg Heffley, you will pay. With the...
Don't play me.
Yeah. With the little edit.
It's true. It's true. Greg is the worst. Greg will literally put you in danger and then say it's your fault. Like, we'll talk about the scene later, but I want to bring it up now. That scene later where he's like, well, when he, like, confesses to what he does, but then he goes, like, really, I think we learned two lessons here. One, I need to be better at, like, at basically getting away with shit, and you need to be better at not trusting me.
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember, like, what he does in the other movies, but, like, at the end of the movie with the whole cheese touch thing, it's like, yeah, that was a nice thing for him to do, but I don't think I would stay friends with him. I don't know that he really shows he, like, changed. He just did, like, one nice thing for Rowley.
I don't... Yeah. There's a lot going on here to process. For me to actually be like... But I'm also like, you know, I'll come crawling back to anyone.
Anyways, we have the newspaper cartoon tryouts.
These.
Because...
This bitch.
You know, Greg's like, oh, I could, like...
Well, because some kid got mono. Now he's out for 7 months. Mono.
He can't write the cartoons anymore. And Greg's like, I do this all the time.
I'll get class clown.
Yeah, I'll be funny. And so Rowley also wants to do it. And he's, like, working on his cartoon. And his punchline for every comic is Zooey Mama.
The iconic Zooey Mama.
Iconic line. Iconic. And he says, it's funny. And Greg is like,
No, it's not. It's, I mean, and genuinely, I liked, what's his fucking faces?
Rowley?
I liked Rowley's a lot.
Well,
because it's so stupid. It's like it's Justin Roiland level stupidity, where it's just like, here's random bullshit.
Well, it's also just, like, a catchphrase. It's, like, on a, did I do that? Yeah. Like, it's that kind of thing where it's, like, it's gonna be the same every time, but it's still funny.
But let's also, like, the whole, like, his thing with his comics is, like, I hope this isn't this.
Yeah.
Oh no, it was that. And then just some person going in Zooey Mama. Like, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But it's so funny.
Zooey Mama has kind of become a little bit of a meme as well. But Rowley's comic wins. And I love when Chloe Grace Moretz is like, I read all the submissions and yours was the best. And then she turns to Greg and said, I read yours too.
I literally
I read yours too.
Skull emoji.
She was out for blood.
She laid the death blows at any moment. She hit every nail on Greg Heffley's coffin.
This is why they didn't bring her back.
They said she's too much of a bitch.
They said she will kill him in the next film. Murder him. So she
won't teach him a lesson. She'll end his life.
So Greg has that whole thing with the kindergartners where he's wearing Rowley's jacket and neighbor sees.
As safety monitors, their whole thing was like, you have to take the kindergartners home, which is a weird concept.
Does this school have kindergartners?
It's a weird concept. Who lets kindergartners walk home? That's fucking wild. But they are hiding from the bullies constantly. Like, this is a little, like, story arc. So the first time they hide together. But then this time...
Aren't they in a trench?
This time Greg puts them in the ground. Like, Greg fully is, like, murdering these children, pushing them off a cliff.
And so that neighbor sees the jacket and says it's Rowley. And so Rowley gets in trouble for Greg's
Has Rowley
mistake.
Ever looked that skinny?
And then poor Rowley doesn't know what the principal's talking about. But he just
well,
says,
also, like,
okay.
The kids didn't go, that wasn't Rowley.
Yeah, yeah, like, weeks later, they're like, one of the kids finally told us what happened. And it's like, these kids couldn't talk for 2 weeks about this?
They were traumatized. They were buried alive.
So, yeah, Rowley gets suspended from safety patrol. And then later on, Greg tells Rowley that he terrorized the kindergartners. And this is the iconic scene. You're not a good friend.
Don't call me. Don't come to my house.
Yeah.
We're done.
Iconic.
Wow.
1,000 edits.
Wow.
And then, like I said, one of those kindergartners finally says something. So then the principal's like, it was actually Greg, Rowley.
You're reinstated. Also, you have, like, a promotion.
Also, you have a promotion because you just took it. You didn't even argue with me. You were just like, okay.
You were like, sure, fine, I guess.
So now he's promoted to team captain. And then...
His life... So this is where we get, like, that whole, like, pendulum effect. Like, Rowley's life is baller. Everyone's friends with him. People love Zooey Mama. Chloe Grace Moretz does not hate him.
Mm-hmm. The girls want to be in his comic. He has a new best friend named Colin. They're wearing the shirts.
The girls want to be her. The boys want to be her.
Yeah.
There's not much to say. What's the other line from the regrets?
It's the girls want to be her and the boys wish they could tap.
Yeah, and then the boys want to be her and the girls wish they could tap.
Yes.
Everyone's on Rowley. Rowley.
Rowley. So then Greg asks Fregley to hang out because he is just...
He is desperate. He is... Because... I also love the little graphic. So, like, Greg is so crazy that he goes, like, I think I'm, like, 9th on a
19th.
On a popularity scale.
No, 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 sweetie.
He puts, like, Rowley, you're, like, 160-something out of, like, 200. Which
what
I'm, like,
a narcissist.
What? And then Fregley? Fregley's
at the bottom.
Fregley's at the bottom. He's 201.
Yeah. Dalmatians.
But,
so,
girl.
Having to hang out with Fregley.
Who is
so unhygienic.
He does chimera taxidermy. Fregley does amateur chimera taxidermy. I don't know what anyone knows what that is. But you know how in, like, when they're like, look at this, it's a mermaid! But it's really just a carved out skeleton of, like, a stingray?
No.
Or, like, this is a sea monkey, and it's just, like, a fish and a monkey stitched together. Like, it's that. He's into that.
Okay, but when Greg is reading that note from Fregley, the filmmakers did a great job of making that booger look so fucking gross. It was, like, brown.
Okay.
It was one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in a film.
I have to tell you this
story.
And
I've seen some shit.
You've seen... She saw a girl get nubbed by another girl who had her nub chopped off. And they're just nubbing each other.
I was kind of asleep for that, but okay.
Okay, work. But... When I was in ELP,
Humble brag.
When I was in the extended learning program, yes, because I was smart.
Accelerated.
Oh, accelerated.
Except that's not how you spell accelerated.
It's spelled with an X.
With an A. But ELP did stand for accelerated, right?
Was this for stupid people?
Isn't accelerated ACC?
Hey, Google, how do you spell accelerated?
Accelerated is spelled A-C-C.
All right, Google, stop.
I think it's...
E-L-E-R-A...
It's with an A-C-C.
I think it was extended.
E-D.
No, at least at my school, they made it clear that it was for accelerated kids.
I thought it was extended learning program.
Maybe it was at your school.
Anyways, but when I was in my little smart kids program, I don't know how the fuck I got in. Truly, I don't know. Might I be a genius, but just fucking lazy? There was a kid who grabbed a pencil, a Ticonderoga, a sacred weapon, mm-hmm. a sacred tool, and he put it in his ear. He twisted it around. I don't even know if people can hear this, but he twisted the pencil around his ear. And when I tell you, he took it out, and the earwax, mama, the earwax. And you know what he did?
Ate it.
He took that, no, worse. He took that pencil.
He wiped it on you.
No, and then he put it on the paper that we were all working on. He rubbed his little earwax in that paper. And for months, me and my friends had to look at that piece of paper with earwax on it. And then when I tell you, we were ready to fucking kill a child because he was so nasty.
Kids don't realize
we were ready to go.
The shit they're doing. Like, all the time at work, kids will, like, put their fingers in their mouth, put pencils in their mouths and all that stuff. I'm like, throw it away. Wash it. Like,
I'm not touching it.
I can't fucking do anything about that now.
And that's why when people, like, when you guys are like, hey, can I have that? I'm like, no. I, like, really don't want to give things to you guys at work. Because I'm like, because if you give it to the kids, I don't want it back. Sanitize that shit.
Yeah. I don't really.
Our coworker always goes, wash your hands. Wash your hands. I have never seen him wash his hands.
Josh?
Are we calling him by
I'm
name?
I'm going to cut that out.
Okay.
But...
he goes, and then he's like, hey, can I borrow that? I'm like, sure. And then I clean it when he gives it back. I clean everything you guys give me back. But yeah. I'm like, y'all don't wash your hands. Y'all don't wash your hands.
I don't really give anything to the children.
Good. You never should.
That you
give
me. Because if I ever borrow like tape or something, it's like I'm using it.
Thank you.
For them. Anyways.
Anyways, children are fucking nasty. Don't ever let one of them give you anything.
So then we have these spring play auditions.
Where because now Greg is going for most talented because he can't, he's not a winner, baby.
Now they're singing Total Eclipse of the Heart at the auditions. Greg's voice is great.
Angelic.
But he doesn't want the lead of Dorothy. This theater teacher was like, we're going to gender swap.
Which,
we're gonna
I think we've talked about where we're like, it's not the greatest tool to do where it's like, we're going to switch the gender roles here. But, like, whatever.
I mean, well, not that she was, like, switching everything of, like, okay, now the Cowardly Lion will be a girl. But, like, she was just like, you could be Dorothy.
Yeah, that was good.
I was like, for 2010, I was like, okay, girl.
She said, I'll put you in drag. I will put a kid in drag to make this production good.
She said, I just want talent. But he's like, no, I'll be a tree because I can throw an apple at Patty.
But then she goes, we don't throw apples here. This is not the movie.
Yeah, so then we have the performance, and Roderick's filming it and everything.
And he chokes.
And Greg gets mad. So Greg is getting revenge on Roderick by getting him in trouble with the magazine. It's like, got a girl in a bikini on it and everything.
That's scary.
Sorry, women, when he apologizes
Mom,
to women.
Yeah.
Would you like to apologize to women?
I've never been straight. Yeah. But, like, I wonder what it's like to feel
that
amount of,
gross.
Like... Yeah.
Feel that horny.
I've
gross.
Always wanted to buy paper.
Paper?
I always wanted to buy, you know, a magazine.
What, like a Sports Illustrated?
No. Like a porn.
Just a general magazine?
No.
Or just a porno magazine?
Yeah. Just to, like, have them. I feel like it's very, like, cool.
Okay, well, you can get the gay ones.
Yeah, like, at a coffee table, like, just, like, welcome to my gay party.
You could look up some vintage... Because there was Playboy and the Playgirl.
Yeah. I always thought it was cool. But, as a teen, no, you should not.
Yeah.
Not for you.
And
then, as an adult with their own home, quirky decor.
Then we have the mother and son dance.
Where we get intergalactic.
The iconic performance. Could of you imagine?
Well, and then you also get Greg's mom, because she notices that, like,
she's
not hanging out.
She's trying to get them to be friends. She's like, I hate you right now. Go make up with your friend.
Yeah, like, go say you're sorry. Because she, mom knows, right? I think everyone knows that, of the bullshit.
Yeah.
But Greg, little orphan Annie over there is not having it. Mm-hmm. He's fucking over it. He's going to go dance the intergalactic supersonic hypnotic funky French with his mom.
Yeah, and everyone loves it.
How would you feel if your mom choreographed an entire dance?
To this song?
To a song.
I love Beastie Boys, so I'd be like, yeah.
Okay.
They were doing Don't You Tell Me to Smile. Like, they did Smile when the Smile lyric came up. They were doing shit. It was good.
Okay, I'm going to text your mom. And I want this routine in a month. You have 1 month.
She would be like, I don't have time for that.
Okay, I'm going to text your dad.
Then we have the kids wanting Greg and Riley to fight out, like, by the bleachers.
Well, yeah, because Riley goes up to Greg, and then he goes, can I have my game back? And then Greg, being the asshole that he is, goes, no, finders keepers. And he's like, but it's my game, and I left it at your house. And he's like, well, then, what does he say? Leftist losers?
I don't know. Leavers losers?
Yeah, something like that. But I'm like, give him his game back. I don't understand when exes break, or like when people break up, and like they don't just give each other like, hey, here's all the shit that you left. Like, come with a, leave it out my front door. I don't care. Just give me my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not projecting.
So then the Halloween teens show up, and
they make Riley eat the cheese.
If I was Riley, I would have elbowed that kid in the balls.
You're shorter than him. Yeah, of course.
Like, I was like, just do something. But yeah, so they're making Riley eat the cheese. He, like, eats some of it, and then the PE teacher or whatever comes out, and so they leave. And then the kids are like, oh my god, Riley ate the cheese.
He's got the cheese touch.
Yeah, they see that there's a bite taken out.
Like, it's a just comically cut out bite.
Yeah, it's just on the ground. And so Greg says that he ate it, so that's a big gesture for him.
For him.
For anyone else, it's like, okay, you did one nice thing.
Well, also, like, Rowley has acquired all this actual popularity because he is genuinely being himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want the stupid little gang to, like, fuck up what he has garnered.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't die from this cheese. Go to the hospital.
That is, it's covered in mold.
Covered in mold.
He's dead. Within a month.
So, yes, they all say, oh my god, Greg has to teach the cheese touch now. So now he's the one that will carry it, even though it's technically Riley who actually has it.
Yeah, and then we get that little bit at the end. Well, then Chloe Grace Moretz is like, there you go. The person that I knew you were.
Because she looks like she's 20.
She's
in
like
this school, she's like an undercover.
She's
like
a narc.
Reporter. Yeah. It looks like she's like, see, I knew you could do it, you little kid. Now I'm going to go kick ass with Nicolas Cage.
With my father, Nicolas Cage. Well, and then, yeah, and then at the very end, this is the end of the movie.
This is the yearbooks, and Patty hugs Rowley.
And then they go,
like, I don't want to touch Greg because he has the cheese touch, but it's like she just touched Rowley.
Did Patty buy a bunch of these yearbooks just to give out?
No, I think she probably just took it upon herself to
distribute them?
It's just like at the end of Grease, where Patty Simcox from that movie, another Patty, hands out all the yearbooks at the end. And it's like, okay, that annoying girl.
Got it.
She passes it out. Anyways, yes, that's the movie. And now it's time for IMDb reviews.
IMDb.
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 IMDb. Which I have upside down. Upside down, bouncing off the ceiling.
Intergalactic, super hypnotic.
Okay, so I have a negative one and a good one. Negative one is by Sarah E. Rohrbeck, July 2020. 1 out of 10 stars, called a review on behalf of my 10-year-old.
Okay.
He asked me to turn the movie off about 45 minutes in. He loathed the main character, said that he was so different in the book and that the books were so much better. The movie depicted him as selfish and vain. He has read the books and liked them, and I have not, but I will take him at his word. Is he better in the books?
I think he doesn't come off as much as a dick, because it is kind of like, you're my friend. And like, yeah, he like, I think he's trying to get both of them to be popular. It's not just him being like, Rowley, you're a piece of shit.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't come off as terrible when you're reading it.
And then this positive review is by Crafter Lego, 2017, March 2017. 10 out of 10 stars. It's called Not My Roderick. Compared to the new movie, this masterpiece is a 10 out of 10, and frankly, I'm offended that it has such a low rating. Roderick deserves better. He deserves all of the Oscars. Let's build a new production plant just for his Oscars.
What?
And he deserves to not have his memory disgraced by the new garbage so-called Roderick. Hashtag not my Roderick. So the recasting of the film is what they're talking
about.
Got it. And I agree. That is not my Roderick.
That's not my sexy hot Roderick.
And then y'all... Here's what y'all tweeted about Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Pow Fangirl said, Roderick is hot. The actor who played Rowley deserved an Oscar in the film is Chef's Kiss. Like I said earlier, Leela just tweeted the Rowley and Greg driver's license edit. What is it called? Fan cam? And then Grace at DivaGrace13 said, never seen this movie before, but I've actually seen a musical version of it numerous times because of a former job years ago.
What the hell?
Even showed author Jeff to his seat when he came to see it. There's a musical? There would be.
There's a musical about everything at this point, I swear to God.
Let's see. I feel like when the dad sees Roderick in eyeliner, he's thinking, go drink a latte, emo boy. What's that from? No, what?
I don't know.
Google go drink a latte emo boy, because that's from something. I was not expecting to see Chloe Grace Moretz in this. Was also not expecting to see Chloe Grace Moretz in a beret in this. I liked this more than I thought I would. Nice how they incorporated the illustrations from the book. I'd give it a 3 out of 5. Thank you, Grace. I did like how they incorporated the illustrations. As someone who didn't read the books, but has seen... What is it from?
You're gonna kick yourself. It's from Degrassi.
Oh, yeah, okay. Go drink a latte, emo boy. Spinner says it, okay. To be fair, I'm in season, like, 13, and that's from the earlier.
Season 1.
That's from season, like, 4 or 5, probably. But, yeah. What are our final thoughts on this movie?
Intergalactic Supersonic.
It's not the lyrics.
I don't know what it says. I think it's fine. I think it's a great kids movie. Like, it's fun. It's funny. It's stupid. But, like, you don't need, like, this is, like, I'm gonna compare apples to oranges right now. They're both fruit. They both have seeds. They're just taste different and they are made different, right? I think, kind of, they're made from trees. The Justin Roiland stuff that he does, so, like, Rick and Morty and Solar Opposites.
Fish Hooks.
Like, is all in the same family as Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It's just fucking stupid nonsense. But take away all the weird adult stuff that happens in, like, the other shows. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, like, less gore, less adult theming, but same amount of stupidity at the same level. Like, it's so funny. It's entertaining. Like, it's just, the fandoms are different.
Okay. So how many stars?
I'm going to give this bitch a little 4. It's a 4. This movie's fun to me.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 3.5. I think it's fun, enjoyable.
This movie spent how many movies?
I've seen, like I said, Dog Days and Roderick Rules. I can't remember which I like more, but I like both of those more than this one. I think they're more fun. Not that this is bad, but I just think...
They have more substance.
People love Roderick, you get Roderick, and you get the whole thing where they have that party and the photos. That's fun. And then also you get the Peyton List's character, I forget her name, the one that Greg has a crush on. You haven't seen these. In the books, does Greg have a crush on someone in the books?
I can't remember.
I forget her name.
All I know is, like, Chloe Grace Moretz did not exist.
It's Peyton List from,
I don't know who this people Jessie, are!
The girl from Jessie!
The blonde one?
Yes! Holly Hills is the... She's in Dog Days and I believe Roderick Rules, and that's more fun because it's like he gets embarrassed in front of her and she's... It just gives room for more fun. For okay. more ways of Greg to be like the worst.
Yeah.
So yeah. And work. With that, let's give a shout out to the one, the only.
Iris is our podcast artist. Hi! The other day. I'm not going to dox where we were talking. Iris is so good. This is out of context. Iris is so good at popping out of whatever I'm on and being like, hi! And I'm like, bitch, get away!
Oh, an app?
Yeah, like on apps. Yeah, like, yeah. Like, Iris will just show up and I'm like, get out of here!
I know where it was.
I get so embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm like, ooh, you know! But I love Iris. Iris is our podcast artist and our dear friend. Go support her and all she does at patreon.com/creamsiclepanda or her Instagram or Twitter at creamsiclepanda.
And you can follow us at Planet Weird Pod on the Instagrams and the Twitters. And if you want to support us on Patreon, please do so. Patreon.com/Planet Weird Pod. Like we said, we got those new tiers coming up. Very cool bonus stuff coming up. Ew. shout out to our patrons. As of now, recording this, because it might change when this gets uploaded, but we're recording this on August 20-something. What's today? 28th?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Mia Healy, star of the Wilds. Okay. Hashtag save the Wilds. There's a link in the description to sign the petition to save the Wilds. It's one of my favorite shows. We love it. We need a season 3.
If you do not watch the Wilds, I recommend going and watching the Wilds because it is wild.
It's so wild.
It's literally crazy.
We've talked about it before on here, and it's just too... It's they left us on a cliffhanger at the end of season 2, and it's genuinely such a good show. And so, if Amazon's not going to give it a season 3, we need Hulu or someone else to go save it.
Preferably Hulu, honestly. Preferably Hulu. If Netflix has their hands on this, it's going to be over after the first season.
Yeah, that's true. Well, even if it's just one season to wrap it up, just at least give me that, you know? I need to see those girls off the island and being happy.
I want closure. Every time... You know what sucks? I do this with every show that I watch. I hate watching them because I don't want them to end, especially when I know that they're like canceled. It's like, well, now I'm not going to watch season 2 of Sense8. Never seen it.
There's some
season
shows...
2 of the OA. Have never seen it because I don't want to get into a cliffhanger and be like, well, I'm never going to figure out what's
Even shows that like ended. Like, not on cliffhangers, but like, I just don't want to watch the last season yet. Like, I still haven't seen the last season of Broad City. I'm like, they will always be there for me if I need something to watch. But I don't want to choose that right now. Yeah. You know? Maybe someday I'll get there.
I don't want the closure.
Anyways, as of now, patron shout outs go as follows. Thank you, Ayesha Yusuf, Grace Worspon, Alexa Pratt, Emily Palmer, Whitney Harris, Jared Van Leeuwen, Jose Contreras Jr., Enrique Buenrostro, Natalie Hernandez, Lindsay Britt, and Ivy.
Greg Heffley.
Ivy Greg Heffley. We love that one. So, not next week, but the following Friday, because that's the schedule now, we will be talking about Teacher's Pet, because the theme for these movies
is back to school night.
Back to school, duh. So, Teacher's Pet, it was a Disney movie that, like, there was also a show. I don't know which came first.
I think the show.
But either way, Teacher's Pet, it's on Disney Plus because it is a Disney movie. So go watch it and send us your thoughts. And if you have any thoughts on Flash Forward, the first ever Disney Channel original series, then send us those and talk to us on Patreon because that's where we'll be talking about that.
Yeah.
And with that, thank you everyone for tuning in. Hope everyone has been doing well. It's good to see you and hear you. I know you're talking to us right now. Say something.
Viewer engagement.
Say something.
Wow, that's really cool.
That's so true, bestie.
It's the saddest thing.
Or if it was negative, I'll say, bestie, no.
I hope everything gets better.
Choose your own adventure there. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.